Hey, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The name of the show is Fast and Loose, and we're on at 9 again, which is great. And I hope you enjoy the music today. I hope you're enjoying the weather outside, because it is wonderful. All right, sweet. Stick around.
All that you need, don't worry, I'm not in a hurry, not going. you want, a second to breathe. I'll give you all of my love, I'll give you all of you need. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry, not going nowhere, I'm not going nowhere, yeah.
Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun, or rather, he passed us. The dews drew quivering and chill for only gossamer, my gown, my tippet, only tulle. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice and the ground. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet, feels shorter than a day, I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. You know who that is? Take one guess.
Jesus Christ.
No, that wasn't. Yeah, right. That was in, that's from Ephesians.
Okay, who was that?
Because I could not stop for death. Famous person from Massachusetts.
Whoa, is it Thoreau?
Great, great guess.
Thank you.
Great guess. I think Thoreau would write something like that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think he wasn't really thinking about death as much as this person.
You don't know that. You don't know Thoreau.
That's true.
Did you have a Thoreau unit in school?
I didn't. I just had to read I had to read Walden in 1 week.
Yeah.
And then had a 3-hour discussion about it.
Yeah, we at school had a thing called Thoreau Day, where they just made us all leave the classroom, and we literally sat outside the whole day and had to journal. This is a real thing.
Was this in Somerville?
No, private school.
Was this in Newton?
Mm-hmm.
You were out in Newton, and you couldn't even make it all the way up to Concord?
No.
They were like, no, we're gonna be outside, you know? But like, we have to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, just sit out here and stare at the building. They're not actually like wilderness or nature or anything. Just like
no pond involved.
No pond.
Okay.
There was like 3 trees in the back that they would be like, all right, go sit by that tree and think.
He didn't.
So.
If you read Walden.
Mm-hmm.
He was sort of up to stuff the whole time, like the business of staying alive.
Mm-hmm.
Takes time.
Yeah.
However, there was a lot of thinking and writing, and I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he was also very social. He was like walking into Concord to, you know, get the tea
straight
on the
up.
Day and to be like talking to people. He was like wandering home at night in the darkness.
Have you spent any time in Concord?
Once or twice.
Once or twice?
Yeah.
You spent a time?
Well, I mean, I've like walked around downtown.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
You know, but there's not, it's like, I've been to Walden way more.
I see.
Than I've ever been to anywhere like there was actually buildings.
That's a shame. So who actually wrote this? Who actually wrote this? Not Thoreau.
Emily Dickinson. Possibly one of her most famous poems.
Awkward.
I quoted a lot on days like today where I'm feeling perhaps a little under the weather, listeners. And yet I still have to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the whole poem is about like, I didn't have time to die. So death kindly showed up. You know, it was, but like, it's like, it's, you know, it's one of those where it's like, you think you have control, but then you just don't.
Man.
And the end will happen.
Oof.
Emily Dickinson, man.
It's a dark start to the morning.
I freaking love her.
Yeah.
I would say maybe like top one poet for Nate.
You know, I was like low-key being a little bit sexist. In my head, I was only thinking that this poet could have been a man.
Yeah, wow.
I wasn't even considering that it could have been any other gender.
That's true.
So that was sexist towards myself.
I would say, like, probably greatest American poet, Emily Dickinson.
Yeah.
And then I would also just say, like, somebody that I would have really loved, this is my review of all of her work, someone I would have really loved to sit next to in church.
Mm-hmm.
because she was a real, like, she knew the score.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who, like, by no means was, like, who at one time could poke holes in whatever structure you had.
Yeah.
And just was literally sitting there, and, like, it would have just been really funny to hear her eviscerate a sermon. Who do we got?
Emily.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shout out to my sister. As I'm getting live texts, I'm so glad that you're listening this morning. Shout out to you. You're appreciated. It's always great to have new listeners. And you came on a morning where you really get to hear the emotions of Nate. So
this is
the emotional
yeah.
side of Nate right now.
Usually, yeah, if you just like meet me in a dinner party,
yeah.
you're not going to get this.
No.
You know, you're going to get like, hey, man, did you see the Eagles last night?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
This is like this is like hour five of our Thursdays, you know?
This is like, we shouldn't do anything. We should cancel
yeah.
whatever we had planned.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
But anyway,
yeah.
Maybe let's get some other Emily Dickens, because she didn't have, it wasn't all gloom and doom.
Mm-hmm.
Again, someone
oh,
who
yeah.
knew the score.
Yeah.
And I think would have really thrived in a time where, you know, like, I don't know, she knew like three total people in her life.
Really?
Yeah, she had like one friend.
How do you know all this?
I mean, it's known.
But like, how do you know it?
How do I know? I took yeah. a poetry class
in
grad
see.
School, and oh. we like... I guess had a unit on Emily Dickinson. Also, like,
you took a class in everything.
She's a famous, you know, do we say mass hole? What is it? Massachusettsian? I don't think I know what the official term is.
I don't know. It's not, depends on how you try to describe her.
What is it?
You call her a mass hole.
Yeah,
that's
but I'm saying,
rude.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what if you're just trying to be like, that person's from Massachusetts?
You could just say, that person's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, but like, that's a New Yorker, you know? What do you say? I don't know. I really don't. Call in 855-915-WMFO if you know.
You only hear people say Bostonian. You don't hear people really say, like, the whole Massachusetts.
Because you're, like, not talking to anybody from Springfield.
Right. But also, if you're from Massachusetts and you talk to somebody outside of Massachusetts, you're from Boston. So you may as well just call yourself Bostonian.
That's true.
You know? If I go somewhere else and they're like, oh, you're from Somerville, they're like, you're from Boston. Like,
yeah. So actually, one time I was in London and I was wearing that volunteer jacket that I have for the mm-hmm. BAA. And somebody was like, oh, hey, we're from Boston. And I was like, oh, yeah, where you live in Somerville,
yeah.
you know? And they were like, we live in Norwood. And Molly and I had like a real, like, not that I'm gatekeeping.
Yep. You're like,
but,
that's straight up not Boston.
But I think that
there's no argument.
I went on to like the Wikipedia page for like what the Boston Metro, by some thing, like Manchester's part of the Boston Metro.
Yeah.
But then also. Sense. I think that makes sense kind of because, like, this corridor is very, you know, like, up to 95. There's a lot of stuff up there.
Sure, sure, sure.
Would you say Waltham? Is that? You just say Waltham.
I just say city. Waltham?
Well, yeah,
yeah.
If you were from Waltham and you were in Wichita and someone was like, where are you from?
You'd probably say Boston.
I
really don't think
I'd
anybody
say
knows
Massachusetts
any
across
other
the board.
City
I don't, yeah.
In
see.
Massachusetts than Boston.
I think that that's true.
I don't think anybody knows. There's no other. It's not like, you know, New York, where there's a couple of places you could say that people might know.
What about like Walden? Not a town.
Not a town.
But like famous enough, you know.
Not even. You go outside. Who outside of Massachusetts even knows?
That's true. Actually, I've had to tell people.
It's like the Salem Witch Trials. Nobody knows the Salem Witch Trials unless you are from Massachusetts.
No.
This is accurate.
I received a real mixed education from both.
No.
Pennsylvania and Alabama. We talked about it a little bit.
If you went to school outside of Massachusetts and learned about the Salem Witch Trials in depth.
Yeah, please.
Please call
Anton, it. If you're listening.
Yes.
855-915-WMFO.
Yes.
We're going to call and we're going to have a conversation with you about the Salem Witch Trials.
I'm
we're gonna
very
do.
Passionate about the Salem Witch Trials. I would love to talk about this.
Okay, that's great. All right, we'll go back to the music here for a little while and then we're going to circle back on this.
learning how the grown-ups dream. The friends you're making on the screen, they teach you how to be.
Okay, here we are. We're back in.
We're back.
Do a little of this. Hey, just go ahead and apologize to Anton.
Sorry, Anton.
All right, here we go. All right. Anton was going to call in, and we're going to talk about the Salem Witch Trials, the subject of today's show.
Is it the subject of today's show?
I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, we're out here. Anton said, I studied the Salem Witch Trials. All that I remember is that some women were burned, probably in the 1600s.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it before that or after that?
No. It's definitely 1600s. I think it was like 1650s. But you know what? Let's fact check.
Well, that's, yeah, you can say 1600s and that's like 1650s. But if you say the 16th century,
it's different.
That's the 15th. It's the 1500s.
Oh, thank you.
He also said I can name about 6 cities in Massachusetts. That doesn't count because he's in the geography industry.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Which
that
he is.
Count.
I would say that's a great. Can you also shout out to Anton wedding coming up?
Congratulations, Anton.
Yeah, and
we're so happy for you. You know what, Anton? I just got engaged.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't gonna like. I wasn't gonna do that. I wasn't gonna like.
Yeah,
I wasn't gonna throw that to you. But
well,
you know,
thank you. I mean, because I wanted to say it.
Okay.
I was waiting.
But like
to announce it. So
you weren't waiting for like a moment. You weren't like
no.
trying to build the platform and then like jump on top of it.
No,
you
I'm
know?
Just trying to
that was
blurt
it
out as
to,
soon
like,
as possible.
Pull the stool from around the corner and then just be like, here
no,
I am.
No, but I am okay. sorry to just steal your moment like that, Anton. I did. Congratulations, Anton.
I think Anton
marriage.
Has gotten a few plaudits on this show for his nuptials.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you say? When
yeah.
someone's engaged? Or when someone's married?
I thought that's... Isn't that like the ceremony?
The nuptials?
Yeah. It's like prenuptials.
Is before the ceremony?
Yeah.
So he and you are in prenuptial time
know.
Period? Okay.
Yes.
Well, all right.
Sure.
Okay. That makes
sure,
sense.
Sure, sure, sure. We're going to just say that that's the truth.
We'll take that. That's great.
The Salem Witch Trials were in 1692.
1692. Good today. Just barely making it in there.
Mm-hmm.
1600s. Anton, mm-hmm. also, did you read The Crucible? Did you have to read The Crucible?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Because I did. Twice. Not
I am
just
currently,
once.
Currently reading
Twice.
The Crucible. The problem is, the most recent New Yorker, super interesting.
More interesting than The Crucible is something I don't believe.
Well,
Here's the thing. It's a play. Have you ever thought about acting it out as all the different characters?
Look, you and I are on the hook for a skit in the near future, all right? I'm not saying that The Crucible would be appropriate fodder for that
but it
skit.
It is being handed to us.
But I think we're all talking. I think there it is.
It is being handed to us on a silver platter. Man.
I know.
What a bummer.
Something's happening. I gotta email ops. I gotta figure out what the
okay.
phone is. Sorry for people who are calling in.
We really, really desperately want to talk to you.
I do. This is the kind of thing. This
yes.
is like, I almost, you know, that was the thing. Like asking Aunt, like about The Crucible.
Yep.
Is that still taught in schools? Are we still out here?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
It's definitely still being taught in schools. I mean, again, in the schools that I went to, I had two units, one in middle school and one in high school. And in both of them, I had to reenact the play.
Wow.
Like, we had to take characters.
Who are you?
I don't remember. One of the...
you don't remember?
Like, what is it? Like, there's actually a... what do they call them? Goody? No.
The good... the grandmothers?
What they call them, like, Goody Proctor, right?
Oh, yeah. John
it's like
Proctor
John Proctor.
Proctor.
Yeah. But I think it's John Proctor is Goody Proctor. They call him Goody Proctor.
I think so.
But there's also Goody Hawkins.
And
shout
that was
out.
You?
Yeah. No.
Wow, because you were like,
me.
It has to be me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Goody Hawkins only has one line, so I couldn't actually claim that as my character.
Dang.
But yeah, Crucible is like
when
in
you...
depth, and then we go to Salem for the Salem Witch Museum, which is traumatizing. If you are 12 years old and you've just learned about it, and then suddenly somebody's like, if you were alive at this time, you might have been burned at the stake.
If you...
You personally.
Because you're receiving an education as a woman.
Yes.
And you're not currently married
mm-hmm.
or betrothed.
Yep.
Prenuptial. On any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
Yep.
This is likely to be your fate.
Correct.
Do you know that, like, where Salem is now, not where it used to be? Like, all the witch trial stuff happened, like, outside of town? It's because of climate change. Like, a lot of the... Like, they built the town way inland.
Yeah.
And the original town of Salem was, like, more on the coast.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And so when
that
you're up
sense.
In Salem and they're, like, on this ground and you're like, nothing was happening.
Right.
There's cows and
it's
stuff
just
on
lies.
This ground. Yeah.
This is lies.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and everyone
good
loves
on
the guy that is, like, you know what?
Yeah, everybody loves that guy.
Everyone loves, like, when you're just sort of, like, poo-pooing on people's... And have you been up there at any time recently to Salem?
Salem?
Yeah.
No, it's probably been about 2-3 years since I've been there.
And have you gone at any time around, like,
Halloween?
October.
No.
Okay.
I would not venture there during Halloween.
Apparently, it's like worse than ever.
Worse than ever.
I went there on like September 28th.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And it was like nuts and whatever. But, you know, you have to do it.
Yeah.
That was like, I've been up there a couple times, like in the spring. Salem, nice town. Apparently for Halloween, it like shot up.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened and it's a lot of, apparently the profile of Salem has increased as like a global tourist destination.
You know, but I also just feel like with social media, the rise of social media and everything, Halloween itself has just grown in popularity.
It's kind of the perfect social media holiday.
Yes, yeah. It is. So that's not super surprising to me that with the growth of just Halloween in general would come.
And if you're going to be in Boston anyway,
right,
like if you're going to come here, it's like we got to go up to Salem.
I do know that we have had family that has wanted to come during that time, but there's no place to stay around that time anywhere near Salem. Because I don't know what stays are like. I don't know how many hotels are in Salem. But
there's just like not. And it's like the population of the town increases by 10 or something like that. Like 10 times the population. 10 people.
It increases by 10
and
people.
And it's a madhouse. They don't have the infrastructure. It's like, yeah, because... And you can take the train there, right? There's a commuter rail that goes to Salem.
Is there?
Yeah.
I've never ventured that far. I don't get on the commuter rail. It kind of intimidates me.
I've gone south. I've gone to Rhode Island on the commuter.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it kind of feels like a little hack.
Yeah.
But I had something to do downtown in Rhode Island. It wasn't like I was meeting anybody at like, you know.
Yeah.
Warwick.
Yeah.
Or any of these
who goes
nonsense
there?
Places that apparently exist.
Can't believe people live there.
That actually, you were asking about the meeting on Friday. The first... It felt like 45 minutes of that meeting was them complaining that bridge still isn't built.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this bridge for way too long, and I'm kind of over it, to be honest.
And it's like, what do we all... Just build the bridge.
Right.
Like, just build the bridge.
Right. And, yeah, just honestly figure it out. FITFO.
What's FITFO? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't say that.
I'm not going to.
I've never heard that acronym.
Really?
No.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm not from here.
Okay.
People say that?
I don't know. If you think it's a Massachusetts thing, call in.
We won't be able to answer your call, but please call in.
I don't know if it's a Massachusetts thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just my family that says it.
I've never heard anyone in your family say that.
You don't talk to my family enough.
I don't. And again.
Period.
Once again.
If you did for more
listeners,
than 10 minutes.
I have a friendship with Nev's dad.
Oh, yeah,
that he's
so
not upholding. All right, that's the situation. It's a one-sided friendship.
It is.
Until hockey season starts again, I basically have no reason to text him, and that's all I've got.
He has got a one-sided relationship with a lot of people.
That's
so
like the bridge
bad.
I can ride in on. Is like, hey.
You know, in our circles, my dad's like a little bit famous. Nowhere else, in no other circles,
and nobody cares.
Would anybody care or know? But in our circles, my dad's like kind of a big deal.
Yes.
So. He's got a lot going on. He's got a lot of people to talk to.
He's like a big deal, but then he's out of the game.
Yeah.
So you would think that it's like, all right, the infrastructure's not around him. He's just like a normal guy.
No, he's like more unapproachable now.
Yes.
Now it's like he was in it and he owned it and now he's out of it. And he's just
because if you want to talk about it.
He's on this pedestal.
He's like, I don't, you know. I'm out of the game.
Yeah, that's not me anymore.
All right. Take a break here. Play some music.
sleeping next to me. Acapella, I'm listening to you cover Elliot Smith's Angelis. It's these times I'll need if you go. It's these times I'll need if you go. So get better, my darling, I know you will. Get better, my darling, I know you will. Get better. I'm drawn to the motorway, the cold whoosh of trucks passing. There's night time under sodium light, the orange bread is so quieting. A younger you and a younger me, meeting at the serpentine. I am yours, you are mine. Happy birthday stuff smuggled in a card I made. It rests under your pillow. When out of I see you, you cringe at all the I love yous. The card retired the life of one by row. At this time I wanted you to know. At this time I wanted you to know. Get better, my darling, I hope you will. Get better, my darling, I hope you will. Get better. I'll start the day with tiramisu, raise a spoon to frontline workers. An underfunded principle, they risk all to be there for us. A younger you and a younger me, meeting at the serpentine. I am yours, you are mine. You are the baker, I'll christen this new era with the smell of freshly baked bread. You're a teller, I'll keep it in the cellar. You're always a fan of that spread. 6 months on, there's a car crash outside the fire brigade. Using the jaws of life, no flush at night. To sound your return, I still pretend you're only out of sight. From garden bouquet, I threw it at the fire brigade. I was admonished and told to go back inside. From the living room window, I stand and watch the white sheet go over the family car, and I close my eyes. I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend. A younger me, a younger you, meeting at the serpentine. The beginning of spring, you wore those yellow ripped jeans. Y'all looked to find my 2009. Your shyness stoked my bones. Shall we go in? I smile. Your hand won't walking through the gallery.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Nev.
I'm Nev.
He's got something to say.
I do. Hey, everybody. Have you ever been looking for something sweet and great tasting, but also healthy for you? I have an idea. Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots. Peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh man, there's so many other fruits that are tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are also an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Did you know that?
I did not.
Wow. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, and stay away from those. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFMO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
There it is.
That's a good one.
I was laughing because you embarked on that one and you were like really chewing on it. And I knew that there was like a big list coming and I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do here. I don't know what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to stick with like the emphasis on each one.
Yeah.
But then it just kept going. It just kept going and going. And it felt... Yeah, it's done.
What's your take on dried fruit?
I pretty much only like dried mangoes.
The Costco ones?
Not exclusively the Costco ones.
Do you need the sugar on the mangoes? Okay.
I don't need the sugar on the mangoes, okay. But I will take sugar on the mangoes.
Yeah, I understand. That's right. Those ones with the sugar on
yes.
them?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Dried mangoes really slap ridiculously hard.
Mangoes are like a real
Man,
up there fruit.
Such a good fruit.
Yeah.
It's a little unfair to other fruits.
It really is. Like, I would say flavor-wise,
yeah,
best fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board.
And also eating experience-wise, it's a great eating experience.
You slice them off there.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, somewhere where someone else is doing the cutting.
Yes.
And you're just, like, you're just scooping it out.
Yes, yeah.
That's the greatest.
Oh, it's,
what a
it's
service,
pure luxury.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That would definitely be, like, up there. If I could just one day be able to hire somebody who buys me mangoes and cuts them, that's going to be their only job in my household.
There you go.
They'll do nothing else.
I don't, like, I would say... Someone who's prenuptial.
Yeah.
I would say, like, putting out there how happy certain things make you. I think it's always really nice to sort of put out, not that you're, like, asking, it's like this is a conditional thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really do enjoy times when Molly is like, if you keep, you know, this, like, for example, like, it's like, if you can keep the sink clean.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
And it's not like this is some trade-off or anything like that, but
yeah.
It's like, it's really nice for me to know that because I know, you know.
It's very clear instruction.
It's like, yeah, let's have to, you know, and that's
right.
The thing you could put out there.
Hey.
I just let, you know, you're at the store.
I love mangoes.
And like, you're going to get some mangoes.
It's true.
Okay.
And he would. So shout out Juan because
I think
he would get me the mango.
It is really important to just put that, again, low-hanging fruit out there.
Yes.
To just know, like, I am happy when this happens.
Yeah.
And I will
absolutely.
Never not be, this will never just be like a expectation.
Yeah.
It will always just be like, this is a nice bonus.
Absolutely. And I think we just live in a world where so often we expect people to just know things about us.
Yes.
And we want people to know what we like without telling them.
Totally.
Which is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Because then you get upset. And I'm susceptible. No, Molly,
same.
Listening right
times.
Now, knows.
Yeah.
I am like,
mm-hmm.
I like wanted this thing and I didn't tell you about it.
Yes, exactly.
And then here we are.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like if Juan goes to the store and I don't tell him to get anything for me and he comes back and didn't get anything for
yes.
me. And I'm like, come on.
Yes.
You had to have known that I wanted a little treat. You know, but I just have to be explicit and say, look,
Yeah.
I would love it if while you're at the store, every time, you can guarantee that every time you're at the store, I will want this.
That's it. That's yeah. Molly was going to Market Basket in the morning and coming back with a single breakfast sandwich that then I had to split between me and my daughters. And I had to be like, and I was kind of like, do you not know that this is not enough? And that I want one of these myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I don't. I'm not in the breakfast sandwich world. I'm in the gluten-free world.
Well, and you see, that's the thing is, like, when it's something you think about, you expect everybody else to think about it in the same
way.
Yeah, I
like, think about breakfast sandwiches constantly. Exactly. Like, on a basic, every single morning, I'm thinking about
it.
And
when I go to the grocery store, I'm thinking, can I get Juan a special treat? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I want a special treat.
Yeah.
And so I always assume people are always thinking about the same things as me. And it's just not the case. It's never the case.
It's just not the case.
It's not the case. It's crazy to think that other people's brains work different.
And it's easy to ascribe it being deliberate that he's like not doing that.
Exactly.
And that's like, that's where you get into trouble. Yes, exactly. That it's like, I'm being punished for some little reason here.
He did this on purpose.
Yes.
Yes. No, it is. It's easy to convince yourself of that.
Totally. This has been Relationship Advice with Nate and Niv.
Tell people what you want.
Two people in successful relationships.
Well, at the very beginning. Yeah. But so far, so good.
You've been in this relationship for a long time.
This is true.
It's changing.
It is.
But you've been in it, what, 4 years?
4 years. Whoa. Almost
two,
three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Three is closer to four than it is to zero.
That's true.
Than it is to, whoa. It's not like I've known her forever. We didn't go to elementary school together. Come on.
Oh, yeah. 4 years is too long.
4 years is too long.
4 years is too long.
That's there's like somebody you talk to, it's like, oh, we've been in a relationship for, you know, however long, we met in high school.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to somebody and Molly just straight up was like, those years don't count.
Yeah.
High school and maybe even college don't count.
Yeah.
Like, I think like, until you're sort of out in the world navigating.
So true.
Like, your job and money and whatever.
Well, it's just, again, college and high school is such an, I don't know, it's such an isolated experience. It's just not really transferable
to
the real world.
It's like I wanted to see Molly on a Tuesday, just walk down the street and saw her. You know, that's, and then it's, you have to get to, when you start having to make decisions and trade-offs.
Yes.
That's real. So to anybody out there who's in a relationship, if it's in college or high school or before, it doesn't count and it doesn't, your relationship doesn't count.
Your experience is still real.
No, it's not. Don't.
No, it's
don't
true.
Open up. I slammed
because
the front door.
No.
Don't come over here and open up the window.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing is when you're in high school, though, the depth to which you're feeling emotions, all emotions, is incomparable to all other stages of your life.
That's true.
So when you're in love in high school, it's deep. You're like, this is the craziest.
It's deep. It's not. It's the opposite. It's emotionally high, but it's very surface level.
Sure, but I still think the experience is very real. The depth at which you feel love in high school, I do think is different from how you feel it in adulthood. Because it's also just a different type of love.
That's
you're
a
also
different,
like, I have a crush on this person. And
you can be infatuated because you just can be.
Correct.
Because you got nothing else going on.
And you're
with
your high school boyfriend and you're like, I can't wait till we get married and have babies. And you're like,
are you thinking about that in high school? Really in high school?
I was, yeah.
A lot of people were potentially downplaying that.
Yeah.
Maybe nobody cared about me in high school. We dated a couple people, but we were never like...
Huh.
I think both relationships I was in high school came with that sort of tacit understanding that this was over by the time I went to college.
Wow, okay.
That this is like, there is a clock and it's ticking.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've never been in a relationship like that.
Oh, man.
It's always been, where is this gonna go?
You were asking somebody that in high school?
Totally. We like had a plan. I'm not even joking. And then we turned 18 and we were like, ooh, never mind.
We had a plan? What was the plan?
We were going to get married once we graduated high school.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like 1938?
Yeah, pretty much.
In like Missouri?
I mean, I'm engaged at 22. Come on.
That's true. That's true. Which like, I'd say it's like, not anymore. Because people are getting engaged in like their 30s these days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But honestly, I have noticed I have quite a few people in my life now that are getting engaged. I feel like there is, again, how each generation tries
like pandemic,
to
you know?
Exactly swing in the opposite direction of the generation before them. It does feel like Gen Z is a little bit more on the side of, let's get this done early. Let's lock this down.
Let's get this done early.
We don't know if there's going to be another global pandemic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let's get this done.
It's true. Especially people you met during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You went through, like, as opposed to high school, the pandemic counts for like 10.
It's so true.
You know?
It's so true. I mean, there's also... I think with how many people are also choosing the non-traditional route. Not everybody is going all 4 years to college. People are transferring. People are just working. And we've talked about this so many times. Just the non-traditional route is becoming much more common in this generation. And I do think that does lend itself to make marriage younger a little bit easier or more feasible, because more people are just in the real world a little bit younger. It feels
and you know
like.
What you want.
Yeah.
You're not you. I think the second, because school has become such a searching moment for people.
Yeah.
That like when that search is at least over in the school way, because it's just hard to know. School is just really not set up anymore to like really make you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
It kind of just only introduces more uncertainty into your life.
Yeah.
Which is like frustrating.
It's so true. It's so true. You just have to be out there working, making mistakes in the real world to actually figure out, what am I good at?
Just like
what
right here.
What am I horrible at?
Ear to the grindstone,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Lunch pail
Get
every
out there.
Day.
Get out there, make some mistakes, guys.
Take it from two working people.
Yeah.
You know, in our industry, where we're just like, every day, you know?
Yeah, we just fail and
just
dust ourselves
and
off,
we grow,
and
you
we
know?
Get back up.
And we got these great friends, you know?
Yeah.
We don't talk politics, you
no.
know? That's
whoa. You do.
All the time.
You talk.
Yeah. It was interesting. I was reading an article on, do you know that there's a, this is, I was going to save this, but I want your reaction to it
okay.
towards the end of the show.
Okay.
This potential honeymoon opportunity for you.
Okay, yeah.
I had no idea this existed.
Okay.
There is a flea market that happens every summer along Route 127. Which goes from Michigan to Alabama. It happens over the course of like a month and a half.
Wow.
Over the summer.
Huh.
And it's like 127 is a, it's like a, it's not a highway. It's like whatever. It's like state roads, you know?
Yeah.
But you drive down this thing. It's what people do every year. You drive down this thing and it is at one continuous flea market.
Really?
Town to town. And it's, people are setting up there and it's been going on forever. And they've like officially connected it all.
I feel like this should be more widely known.
I know. I'm reading about this, and my dad was like a huge flea market guy.
Yeah.
Like, it was impossible to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, without, like, especially, like, we would be, it would be like, we all have to go to the bathroom and we're not stopping.
Yeah.
But then it's like,
but there's
whoa, look at this
flea market.
I might be able to buy a bucket of nails.
Yeah.
For 50 cents.
Yeah.
And that's like enough for
100%,
me.
Which I'm in on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. I read this article about, like, basically, it's all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, memorabilia, whatever.
Yeah.
And it is just this giant, you start in, it's, and then you can get, you can look up, like, there's a Facebook group, there's everything, but like, you can look up, it's these towns, this is where the big concentrations of stuff are, but it's fairgrounds, it's everything from fairgrounds to parking lots to every, and you just,
so cool,
and people do, like, they're like, all right, yeah, we're just gonna,
yeah,
you know, my kids are in middle school, so we can, you know, it's the summertime,
awesome.
We're gonna just drive down this thing.
That's really cool.
And I was reading the article, and I thought of you, and I was like, you know what? You could probably, there's some insane
finds, that sounds awesome.
I bet.
You come home with a haul. I'd have to probably take a pickup truck.
Yeah. That's what people do. They take pickup trucks and they do it. And
that's sick.
So anyway.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay. So that's just like a summer activity potentially.
That's awesome.
Route 127,
Kay.
Flea market. Anyway, the politics thing was like a person like went up and down it, and they were like, it's interesting kind of the interplay between politics and not politics and how people want to talk about it and whatever, but it is just like, it is funny that sort of our mass consumption has led to this coming together moment, like this extremely social thing where like this is all resale stuff.
Yeah,
you know, this is all that's like what's happening here.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Anyway,
well, thank you for that knowledge.
Okay, yeah, so just go ahead and look that up.
I will.
And we'll go one more here, and then I'm sure we get somebody coming into the studio. And you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. On behalf of myself and Nev,
thank you
for listening. This has been Fast and Loose. We are here at 9 a.m. on Tuesdays, every Tuesday.
We love you.
Yes.
Our
we
fans.
Will always,
our listeners.
Will always be here.
Yes. Always be here for you, but not on the phone.
Yeah, we're going to get the phone fixed. and there's a whole slate of music now, like, across the board at all times of day here at WMFO. So be excited about that.
Yep.
And we might even be training some people next week.
That's amazing.
All right. One more. Here's this one from Radiohead.
Fall to pieces, you just sit there wishing you could still.